Disclaimer, Miss Sarah.
All right. We are not professional critics or reviewers.
Mm-mm.
You know, this is just our views and opinions.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get paid or sponsored to talk about the artists
no.
or the content or the news that we discuss.
No.
Just some friends having a conversation. You're part of it. You're listening in. Just enjoying some fangirl comedians talking about their favorite topics.
Of course, 100%. Hello, everybody. It's DJ Panic. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at music.elixir.pod@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at musicelixir_. Thank you and enjoy the episode. Hello, this is Panic.
And this is Sarah.
And you are listening to Music Elixir, a podcast between two friends
discussing their favorite Asian artists and music.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome or welcome back
to another Music Elixir episode.
Yay.
Today's episode is going to be cool.
Yeah, well, it's going to be different for sure.
Definitely is going to be different. We have covered Japanese artists and Korean artists.
Yeah.
Also Filipino artists.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, this artist is from Thailand.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
A new spot for us.
Our first Thai artist. So that's kind of cool. The fandom was being vocal about this person. His stage name is Nant Tanant. His birth name is Tanant Shamryong. Excuse the way I'm saying it. I do not speak the language. So I just try with whatever I could hear from Google Translate. Yay! Which is not sponsoring Music Elixir. We always talk about Google Translate.
Well, funny story, actually.
Yes.
I work with a man whose family is from Thailand.
Get up!
And I approached him because I was like, should I cheat a little and ask him if he can help me with some of this?
Oh, get out.
Now, unfortunately, because he was little when they came over here.
Okay.
He's like, oh, well, I can speak it, but I can't read it or write it. So I was like, oh, so
okay.
You're no help.
So you're not help.
But I was like, you know, and when I went to play it for him, he's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, this isn't my kind of music. I was like, come on, just
listen to it. So wait a minute, you were cheating. What?
I was going to try to cheat because I was like, I don't know. He's like, just go to Google Translate. I was like, I don't want to do that. I was like, I just want to know what you think. He's like, because, you know, he's all into gangsta music and stuff. So.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah.
So this was not his thing. Yeah. So like,
yes.
I was going to cheat because I was like, oh, wait, I know someone from Thailand. No.
No.
You know, he was.
But you're cheating! Bad, bad senpai.
Well, no, I wasn't going to have him do everything. I just wanted him to sort of listen and tell me if what I was thinking was right.
Yeah.
But he was like, yeah, no, I'm not listening. This isn't my kind of music.
But Music Elixir is about how it feels.
I know.
But
I didn't ask until yesterday while we were at work. I'd already been listening for the whole week.
Okay.
I had my ideas.
So, yes. Our artist, Nant Tanant, guess what?
What?
He's a Pisces.
Yeah, I was going to say his birthday is March 4th.
March 4th. And I was like,
day after me.
I love Pisces. Mm-hmm. Yay. I know our birthdays are coming up soon, girl.
I know.
Isn't that crazy? So, today we're recording on February 19th. So, just to date stamp when we talked about him, like we said, he was born on March 4th, 1996, 25 years old, birthday coming up soon. He was the winner of two singing contests, The Voice Thailand in 2012 and The Masked Singer Thailand in 2018. He was the character called The Little Duck.
Interesting.
Have you seen this, the Masked Singer?
Yeah, I have.
So, you know, they wear a mask and so he was wearing a duck costume when they were calling him the little duck.
Okay, that makes
but
sense.
But he's not little. Though.
I was going to say, I didn't see his particular Masked Singer.
I found more information. He's not little. He's 6'2".
Yeah, he's tall.
He's a tall man. So I don't know why they were calling him little.
Well, anyone in a duck costume would look little.
I guess I just want to give him an endearing name, I right. guess, yeah. you know. We asked the fans mm-hmm. to send us their top five songs for him. Of course, at musicalixir_. Great. I mean, everybody was on top of it, and we had a lot of followers now. Thank you very much for following Music Elixir. Mm-hmm. And I hope you will enjoy our episode on him. Just to let you know, Sarah and I do not know the language. No. As you heard before, Sarah was like, cheating. Oh, I got somebody. Can you tell me? So, me neither. So Google Translate, of course, like we have mentioned. And of course, we're going by the feel of the songs. I do have the lyrics up, so we can then talk about the translation after we talk first, our first impression when we heard this, the music. Mm-hmm. And then see if we came close to the feels
yeah.
of the song. And also, we're going to be posting the playlist as well in our Music Elixir Twitter, so you can yes. follow along with our chat.
Yes.
All right. So the first song, which is the newest release, is Anniversary. That actually came out, released on November 25th of last year, of 2021. The voice is very smooth. This was already requested by one of the fans on OK Asia. And that's when the whole thing started.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember you played it. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is cool. And then suddenly, yes.
And that's when it came along. I was like, hey, let's do it for this artist. And they're like, yay. So this is the song that we got introduced to him. Mm-hmm. Very smooth. Yeah, jazz R&B. Very poppy. The thing is that the song is, according to the title, kind of bittersweet, but it's kind of upbeat and swoony.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not sad, though, for an anniversary, you know?
Well, I found a lot of his music to be very soul-based.
Yes, so, I agree.
Soul and R&B.
I agree.
The R&B is probably what brings the upbeatness to it.
Yes.
I figured, based on the title, that this was a breakup song
right.
or regretting a breakup song
right.
kind of thing.
Right.
Because we're celebrating our anniversary.
Right.
Which I am assuming would be the day you broke up.
Right.
Exactly. We are no longer together.
Oh, this is the day we broke up. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness, you know, yeah, definitely. That's what it sounds like. It's you think it's a more of a him regretting the breakup?
That could be. Yeah,
you know, that's what
yeah,
he's
or just our sort of thinking about what happened that
right.
brought about the breakup. Maybe.
Right.
What I liked about this song, though, and the reason you probably think it's upbeat. It reminded me of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, this is, you know, music from my youth.
Yes. Yes. I can hear that.
You know, because there's some of those high tones.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's like actually some parts of this song that is like, dun, 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 you know, kind of, it has that upbeat. And
right.
you wouldn't even think that, you know, like a breakup song this happy, that's, do you really feel unhappy?
Well, maybe.
Or are you happy that you broke up?
Maybe he doesn't regret breaking up. Yeah, because I didn't get a whole lot of regret feelings
right?
from it.
I feel the same way too.
Yeah, but I liked
like it was too happy to be on an right? to be a breakup song.
The way the horns work in it, the mm-hmm. you know, trumpets and stuff.
Yeah.
That funky bass. He's
yes.
got some funky bass
oh,
in there.
Oh yes.
The drum kit being sort of upbeat too.
Yeah.
But what was interesting at the beginning, the opening,
mm-hmm.
there was something, I don't know what instrument it was. Maybe it was just a synthesizer,
right.
you know. Electronically created
yeah.
thing. It was like a whooshing of your heart
mm-hmm.
racing. So I was like, well, is he excited thinking about this
the breakup?
Person? And he's sad about the anniversary. I was like, yeah, I'm not sure how he's feeling about this.
Right. This
but
it mixed
was,
feelings.
It was when you had the headphones on, it's just this weird sort of like so it I was like, it's not a heartbeat. It's like your blood rushing.
Mm-hmm.
When you're
or
you
trying
know,
to breathe.
Yeah.
You
I don't
know?
Know. But I do. I like it. It's got a good sort of funky side to it.
Right. Funky sad.
Yeah.
Wow. Funky sad. I like that. I like that. It is funky sad. Let's see. So I have the lyrics. I just need to translate them with Google Translate.
Yeah. Well, what was funny is I, with Spotify, they're like, show the lyrics. I'm like, yeah. Oh, that didn't help. It's still in Thai. Spotify doesn't translate.
No, Spotify does not translate, you know?
Maybe they'll work on that.
Yeah. That means more money. Anyways, so I'm translating it from Google Translate. And it says, the same day that came back is the anniversary of our love became an ordinary day. Mm. There's not even a shadow of the two of us. The original song that I listened to regularly. There is a word you and me. Will continue to love each other became a song that made me. Okay, Google Translate.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Exactly.
All right. It is what should have been their anniversary mm-hmm. is now no longer. Okay.
No longer anniversary.
So it's not the breakup date. It's the actual.
Right. There must be tears every time still waiting for you. Come back to me. You, my whole world. And today, go stand in the old place where there used to be the two of us. So he's going back to the old, I guess, reminiscing mm-hmm. to the days that they were together. And okay. Yeah, definitely a breakup song. But this is just him, like, wanting to go back to those days.
Yeah.
Tears began to flow. He's sad.
He doesn't sound sad.
No, he doesn't. That's why it's a weird... It's a... You know, you see him, you know, like sing da 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 da, you know, like, mm-hmm. but you don't sound sad. Are you sure? I still have you in my heart, and the nostalgia is the same. Watching the same movie again. Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's like going back. Like, he's not over this person, definitely.
More broken up about it than he sounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
The story that the two of us used to watch together and this scene where the protagonist has to part. Never thought that life will be the way it looks. I'm here alone. If you read the lyrics, you're just like, OMG. Aw. Well, then you hear him singing. You're like, what? I do like the delivery. It's a different delivery to a mm-hmm. breakup song.
Yeah, it is. Well, aww. You know what? But so maybe this is, he's reached the point where he's come to terms with the breakup, but he still reminisces, but he's in a better place than when they originally broke up, you know?
I don't know. Tears flow. Still kind of sad.
Yeah, I guess.
It's just the song, how it sounds, it gives you mixed feelings.
Yeah.
Until you start looking, dive into it, into the lyrics. And then you hear the lyrics, of course, Google Translate. And it just sounds really sad because it's just like he's going back and reminiscing to what it used to be their anniversary or what it was going to be their anniversary.
Yeah.
Aww. So, anniversary, nice song. Delivery, of course, it doesn't sound like it's a breakup song.
No, no.
But it's very nice. I love his voice. It's very smooth.
Yeah, he's got a nice, good tone.
Yes.
Very clear.
Very clear, yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. Definitely. We're going to then move on to song number two, which is, is this the one that we had two different translations, right?
Right, yeah.
So I translated as, I can't resist myself. And what did you get?
I got, I don't dream of myself, which I was like, seems like a weird title.
Right.
But
we'll see what the translation will say.
So based on what the title told me and the sound of the music,
yes,
I got sort of a melancholy feel to it. And this one with all the piano and the violins,
yes,
and that soulful guitar going on in there,
mm-hmm.
this gave me sort of a Billy Joel feel, like early Billy Joel,
right?
Back. So this was, I was like, all right, either he misses someone and is longing for them,
mm-hmm.
or he could be wanting to approach someone, but not sure how to. So I have two sides to this that I sort of got a feeling of. Either he's missing someone or he's not sure how to start with someone.
This one sounds more like it's a breakup song mm-hmm. than the other one that, you know, sounded
Right. Yeah, because this one, it's a little sadder sounding.
Yes. It has us, you know, the sad feeling of like loneliness and longing.
Right.
The person.
And that, so that's why I was conflicted.
On anniversary, where it's a little bit more right. upbeat and right.
like he mixed wasn't signals. Too worried about it.
And I'm like, right. okay, so like, are you, so yeah, this one feels like a breakup song.
But,
or a wanting or,
yeah,
song.
Yeah, the duality of it was so, yeah, heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But is it because he lost even someone his, or because he wants someone and just doesn't
even
know how to go
tone
about it?
Yeah. Is more mellow. It's mm-hmm. more low, more mellow
yeah.
than the other song. So I got the lyrics.
All right.
And this one is translated. So the actual title is, I Don't Know How to Resist Myself. So still the whole resist myself. Let's see. Please listen to me. If you leave me for too long, it will get worse.
Ooh.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too. Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, aka the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fails, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit, bitch, and be fierce on a huge-ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy.
And cunty.
With us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On The Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
Well, so I was right about the longing.
Yes.
Misses someone.
Yes. Please don't forbid me. Let me be. I can't stop loving you. OMG. I understand everything you're telling me. I understand everything you're explaining to me. I always understand. Okay.
So they're having difficulty, maybe?
I guess.
Troubled relationship?
Right? Okay. Next verse. But what do you want me to do? I already love you with all my heart. How can you not let me love you? I don't know how to resist myself. Okay. So she just like, boo, you need to keep your hands to yourself. I know you want a piece of this, but I ain't ready.
Back off a little, buddy.
Exactly. Okay, right. So that makes sense where it's like, I know what you're saying, and I hear you what you're saying, but I just want a piece of you. Just me explaining in a non-romantic way.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you're being a little more blunt than he is.
Exactly. I know. He's...
So he's, yeah.
So, you know, okay. So that's what's going on. I don't want to bother you. I don't want to ask you one thing. If you love someone, could you resist your heart?
All right. So actually, maybe she's just not reciprocating the love. She doesn't share the same feeling that he has.
Oh, I don't want to hide my feelings anymore.
Oh.
Oh, you just called that. That was the next verse. I don't want to hide my feelings anymore. However much it will hurt, I must take the risk. It's better than trying to keep it in.
So he's confessing his love. It's like a drama.
Okay. Okay.
We're friends, but I want more.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh. I know I'm just a distant person. I'm not close to your heart. I know full well that even though I tell you I love you, you might ignore me.
Okay, yeah. So he's... This is like friends that he wants to be more than friends.
Telling you that I love you will hurt. However, I keep it in, it hurts more. I've looked and there doesn't seem to be any other way.
So he's got to just jump in and tell her.
I got to tell you that I love you, even though it's going to hurt me, but it's still hurting me inside. Okay. I don't know if you'll love me or not. I don't know how to keep it in my heart. The only thing I know is that I can't take it anymore. I don't know if you'll love me or not. I don't know how to keep it in my heart. So I must ask you to get to know my heart. Oh, oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, that's a really good line.
Oh, I'm crying. Jeez, that's an awesome verse.
That is.
That's the ending verse. OMG, wow. That killed me. I'm over here like, what? And then his delivery is so sad.
Mm, so this is a very sweet song.
Huh?
Yeah, this is definitely a much more heartbreaking song.
Yeah.
Than Unanniversary.
Than Unanniversary.
It doesn't seem too broken up there.
No.
But this is, yeah. So that's, yeah. Oh, that's so sweet, though.
Oh, God.
So he's fighting with himself whether he's going to profess his love to her.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Like I said, this is like any drama. Do I confess? Do I tell?
Do I tell her I love her?
If I don't tell her, it's going to hurt even more.
Oh, I'm telling you, I'm crying. Oh, that was beautiful. I love that verse. Okay, I have my girlfriend moment. Wow. So unexpected. I like that.
Well, not unexpected. I got the melancholy feel from it, so.
Well, definitely. I have that, but I didn't thought it was going to be, I thought it was going to be more of a breakup thing.
Right, as opposed to unrequited love.
Exactly.
Yes.
Ooh, that was really nice. All right, moving on to song number 3, Delay. Of course, it had the translation. Yay. We didn't have to look for that.
Well, do you want to know what my Google
Translate for it. I didn't do that. I just kept it as Delay. Go ahead.
Mine said slow brain function.
What?
I was like, well, I guess that's a delay. I'm not sure if that's right either, but
okay.
And I did not Google Translate the titles until this morning.
Okay.
So I was just basing everything on how I felt about it.
Okay.
So this was, let's see, this one I said R&B soul.
Mm-hmm.
They got some organ in here.
Yes.
A very pronounced guitar, almost tinny.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very strong.
Yes.
Very strong. I like the midway point where they blend in that woman's soulful voice.
Yes, I had that on my notes.
With a little bit of rap.
Yes.
And it seemed like I couldn't tell if it was him or someone else, but maybe like a conversation with himself. I don't know. It was, but I liked that sort of little midway change up. It was cool.
Yes.
And this was another one where I was thinking this is someone professing their love, but like
this
keeps putting it off.
This song and Spotify is on a compilation EP called Heartbreaker. There's other artists in there too. But I do get the, he does like a sweet rap. Let's say at like a 1 minute, like halfway. You know, he does that instead of a lot of the singing, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can see that he can change the pace on the way to
switch
delivery.
Switch up his style, yeah.
Exactly. And then,
of course, he's got a good range too. When he's singing, he can do the lower register, mm-hmm. but he's got that good, like, high,
yes.
you know?
And then, have the female backups, to get that, going on. So, Delay. So, I'm just thinking, like, the other song that somebody is delaying the, confession, for mm-hmm. each other or, to move along in the relationship.
Yep.
But we have this female vocals in there, too, and maybe they're just too shy to tell each other how they feel, so they delaying that getting together part. But I like the song. Very da-da-da-da. So soulful. A little bit more upbeat, of course, mm-hmm. than the other one. She was more mellow. But fun. It was fun.
Yes, it was. Absolutely.
So I've got the lyrics translation.
See how close we were.
So it starts. Okay, Google Translate. She probably didn't know how long that there is one person who watches and cares, who knows what she likes. Someone who is ready to give you everything, but I'm in no hurry to say it.
Oh.
How good is it to have you in my life? I think gradually. There's no need to rush to tell the truth. So he wants you, but he's cowering?
Yes.
Mm.
He's putting it off. Mm. Whereas the other one was like, I need to tell you what's in my heart. This one's like, I don't think I should.
So, but in the end, I was wrong. My brain is slow to command. There you go.
So it is slow brain function. Okay.
He refused to say that he loves her for a long time. Oh, wait a minute. So now I guess he's not talking about himself. He refused to say that he loved her for a long time.
Well, maybe there's two people vying.
Is this a love triangle going on there
yeah,
now?
Yeah, that could be. Because the singer wants to tell someone, but he thinks he shouldn't because somebody else tried it and it didn't work.
Oh, okay. All right, reading more of the lyrics. See what's going on. Tell me now what. Who are you going with today?
Yeah, see?
But being here for a long time, just though of it when it's late. It's not worth it. Heard people say, no matter what you think, you don't have to say it at all. Was able to keep a note in my in his mind. What?
Okay. Well, that could be the translation not getting the perspective correct.
Yeah. No matter how much love you have to keep it.
So his friends are telling him don't say anything? People are telling him don't say anything?
The song said that tomorrow isn't not too late to love each other. But if you don't tell it out, let her hear it.
Yeah, Google's
letting
us down a little here.
No, just like, okay.
But it does seem like, well, by saying tomorrow won't be too late, that's the delay.
Right.
Like putting it off. Oh, well, you know, I can just do it tomorrow. Oh, I can just do it tomorrow. But how long is he going to delay telling this person he cares?
I know that you have an effect on my heart. Yeah, he has this thing for this person. But then there's another person involved, it looks like it. He refused to say that he loved her for a long time. Again, with that, you know, that's a part of that other verse. And then with the, my brain is slow to command.
Yeah, so love triangle, like you said, might be.
Might be a love triangle. Fans,
or just please. She's dating someone else. And he wants to, he doesn't feel that this other person's treating her right.
Right.
He wants to tell her, but he's delaying because she's still with this person.
Maybe she's asking him in a relationship, yes. Fans, please let us know more about what the song Delay is about.
We will definitely join our conversation. And
we always say that, please. Yes, definitely. This is just us roughly. This is a, this is a conversation between friends talking about music.
So this is, sort of our first impressions.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're using Google to help us see if we've got the right idea.
Exactly.
Only Google doesn't always help. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's a little off base.
Exactly.
Although, but the slow brain function did actually come into play.
Yeah, there you go. Your translation was actually in there.
Well, what I find interesting, too, is your Google Translate and my Google Translate came up with slightly different things.
Right.
Maybe I should pull the lyrics up. See what
maybe you have something different. Who knows? Yeah, but it's Google. How is that possible?
Well, but like Google for Android, Google for PC, Google for iPhone, it might all be different.
What? That's crazy.
I don't know.
OMG.
Anyways, we digress.
Talking about computer software, we're not here for that. Okay. Moving on to the fourth song. Which I translated with affect the heart.
That's what I got too.
Okay, so Google Translate got us the same, gave us the same thing.
Yes. This was another good organ, acoustic guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I was listening, this one and the last one, the delay.
Yes.
Those were, you know, I like to throw out what it reminds me of. So people who aren't familiar with the music yet have an idea of what it might remind you of.
Mm-hmm.
This gave me sort of Santana feel.
Oh,
and the other one too, a little bit. Okay. I think it was the guitar work.
Mm.
Not as fast as, but the same sort of sound. A little sassy almost,
I guess. Yes.
And a little bit of hi-hat cymbal going on. I liked this. This was another I had sort of two feelings about. I was like, it's either heartbreak or nervous about approaching a new love.
Mm.
It was sort of just that slightly hesitant feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. And when you translate the title, Effects of the Heart, that could be anything.
Right. That could be anything. Either love at first sight, which, you know, when you see somebody, you're like, ooh, your heart starts fluttering and you get all like, oh, yeah, your heart starts like beating fast, like,
yeah,
oh my,
and that's
OMG,
what this,
like, look at
this
person.
Song did. It,
yeah,
it gave you sort of that little edge, edginess to the
very
the
upbeat
feeling.
Too. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course, his soulful jazziness voice is beautiful.
Yes,
I got I got this one's not Google Translate. This was an actual site.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So maybe like some fans actually translate.
So this is the same site that from the other one where I can't resist myself, I love that lyrics that the towards the end, that closing, you know.
Yeah, that was
just blew me away.
The heart grabber.
So the title is Have an Effect on the Heart. Here we go. Some things don't change no matter what else does. Some things are like a lesson that I can never pass over and over. Just being able to make eye contact with you today, just saying a few words to you. Even though I watch over you, however you want me to stop, I screw it up every time.
Ah.
I once thought that time will help me to accept things, will make me forget you. But the same feelings come back. So they're broken up, but they still talk with each other?
Yeah, I guess so. So there you go. Heartbreak and nervous about approaching. I got it right. I got the feeling.
Oh, jeez. In the end, I fail. I lose my own heart that Aww. Never stopped loving you.
Aww.
In the end, I'm always waiting for you, no matter how long it will be. You still have an effect on my heart. I will never be able to get over loving you.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, she's gone, but they still see each other, not really far apart from each other. I mean,
yeah. Well, you know, it's bound to happen if you're live in the same town, go to the same school, right. You know what I mean?
School or work.
Work.
OMG, that's the worst.
Yeah.
That is the worst when you're like dating somebody in the same company and then you guys break up. That's so bad. Okay, so why don't I still feel good even though you never have feelings for me? Why do I still feel nervous even though I know full well it's impossible? Okay, so things are changing now. My brain never has enough strength to control my heart. There's no miracle big enough to make me change. You're beyond my dreams. You're out of my reach. I can only be your friend. That's it. Okay, so now that's changing. So it looks like they were never a couple. That's what it sounds like, right?
Yeah, or unless that's him repeating what she said to him.
Interesting. I know I should give up, but I can't do it. What should I do? And then he keeps repeating that. I know I should give up, but I can't do it. My heart. Okay.
Well, it's definite that she affects his heart.
Right.
That's what he's talking about.
Right.
And he can't work up the nerve to talk to her about it.
Right. But he...
But at the beginning, yeah, the...
The beginning
the
starts
lyrics
with...
made it sound like they were together.
Right, like they were together and then it was like a breakup. Some things don't change no matter what else does. Some things are like a lesson that I can't never pass over and over. Just being able to make eye contact with you today, just saying a few words to you. Even though I watch over you, however you want me to stop, I screw up every time.
So maybe they weren't together, because that sounds like the making eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, dude, back off.
Right?
You're weirding me out staring or something.
Well, the
I
whole
don't know,
thing
you
with
know?
The, even though I watch over you, however you want me to stop, I screw up every time. That sentence right there is like, you know, like, yeah, we're together, but you gotta like keep your distance.
Back off.
You know?
Or just we're friends and why are you looking at me that way again? Like you love me. Stop.
Right. That's another
thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like you're looking at me funny. Why?
Yeah.
You know? What's with that look?
So he knows he tests himself and he fails every time because right. he's trying not to show his emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But she clearly sees it and is like, that's not where we're at.
Right.
Interesting. Oh, I just looked out the window. It's snowing.
Oh, why are you saying that?
Well, because, you know, the window's right there.
It's not snow. It's in your imagination. Stop it. We're talking about Nantanon. Where are the snow? Stop it. I'm not looking out the window. Okay. So, not a breakup or it's just being shy trying to approach her.
Yeah.
Okay, he's just coward about getting to, like, tell her what it is, because...
Well, he said it in there, nervous.
Yeah. So
there was a line about being nervous.
Okay, okay.
This poor guy, he seems to have a lot of love issues.
I know!
If he's not heartbroken, he doesn't know how to tell somebody he loves him.
I know. He's such a young man. When did that song came out? That song came out on, it was released on June 29 of 2018.
So he was still young. Yeah,
he was. Why are these poor young people?
Well, I mean, he is still
song?
Young now. He was younger.
Well, yeah, he was in early 20s.
Like, yeah.
You know, now he's in mid 20s, but oh. So let's move on to the fifth song, number yes. five. I translate it as Love is Forming.
That's what I got to.
Okay, good. Google Translate did something good there. Well, we'll see what happens when we look up the lyrics, though.
I know, right?
So more R&B. He mm-hmm. has more of a more rap in this one, though. Like in the other one had the delivery.
The brief, yeah.
He has more rap delivery on this one, that soft rap, which is nice. Mm-hmm. You know, it gives it a different mood. I did heard two sentences in English.
Yes.
You will be my love and let me feel brand new.
Oh, you know you make me feel brand new.
Yes.
Yep. You yes. will be my love. And also Fall in Love, Baby. Yeah, this one I think is slightly jazzier. Intricate guitar work, piano and organ, some synth going on. Sort of a Michael Bublé feel.
Mmm. Good analogy.
Yeah, it's
I like
definitely
that.
That's that jazziness coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And again, even before looking at the title, this one gave me a getting to know each other feel.
Yes. I like on this one too that the only production, there was a part on his vocals, it had a effect to
that
it.
Waver, yes.
Yes.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
That,
I wrote that down. I was that, like, that electric waver.
Yeah, just to give that. I was feeling more like a drunken in love haziness type, mm-hmm. you know, like, oh, yes, like I'm falling in love. Mm-hmm. Like, woo.
Yeah, when you feel that electricity
yes.
coursing through you.
Yes.
The excitement.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yes. Okay.
So that's why I was like, it's not love. This
no.
is getting to know someone in
mm-hmm.
love. That's mm-hmm.
That beginning, the honeymoon stage,
yes.
as they call it, in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. So we feel the same way on that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I like that. Lyrics. Oh, it's by the same company. I like that.
Oh, okay. Yep. You know, from the English that was actually in this one. Yeah. You know, you will make me feel brand new.
Mm-hmm.
You will be my love and fall in love, baby.
Yes.
That's why I was like, oh, yeah, they're getting to know each other. And he's like, oh, come on. Once you get to know me.
Exactly.
You're going to fall in love with me.
So now this song is after. It's the same year as Affect the Heart. It came out, actually was released on October 29th of 2018.
Okay.
Love is Forming. So it's a bit different a mood than the other one. The title is Love is Taking Form. So we're
Love is Forming.
Love is Forming.
Google wasn't too off
no,
on that.
No, it was good.
Yep.
didn't let us down on that one. Lyrics. Just talking with you. Just looking your eyes. Time disappears.
You're mesmerizing him.
Hey, our friend sending us text message. I can hear it.
It's about to snow.
Y'all need to cut it out.
We're in the middle of something. Yeah,
I know. Everything must immediately stop when I see you.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Wow.
You're the only thing that's clear. Everything else is blur from my heart.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Love
that's
is forming.
Smooth.
Love is forming. However many times we meet, it's like there's a force pulling you and I close together. Oh, but no one is willing to say goodbye. It's like it's our last day together. Okay. So it's like they just want to be with each other. It's oh, yeah, this is puppy love. This
yeah.
is like the honeymoon stage. Don't want to leave.
Love, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We just started realizing our feelings for each other. Yeah,
oh,
and it's hard to part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You and I might have fallen in love, baby. There's something connecting us. This has got to be the rap part. Little by little, the faint picture beginning to take form into love in our hearts.
Ooh.
I'm liking the song.
Yeah.
I keep in my feelings. Someday I will be able to tell you I love you. You can't get enough, but you can't say I love you yet?
Well, when you don't jump into that.
Most
you
true.
Know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I say I love you to a lot of people.
I do too, so. But not everybody does. That's, you know, a
yeah.
big step.
Yeah, true, true. Soon there will be a good times for the two of us. You will be my love.
Ha, yes. Yes. That we hear in English.
Yes. However many times we speak, it's like we haven't seen each other in a long time. Aww. That sounds like soulmates. I don't want to stop listening to your voice because you're like a pleasing song. Oh.
Wow.
Love that line. I'm swooning over here. Like it. I want to know when that love will make you and I unable to bear it. Okay. That's going to explode of love.
Well, when they can finally just say, I love you.
Oh, jeez. I want to tell you and let you know, if I wait too long, I'm scared you'll change your mind. You know, you make me feel brand new. I want us to reach a day that the two of us love each other. Oh, that's the end.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. So that's a good, sweet love song.
Mm-hmm.
No heartbreak.
No heartbreak. The couple here.
No unsurety.
This couple.
He knows that he loves her.
Exactly. This couple know they love each other. You know, they you
they're
know.
They're just
they,
not going to say it yet.
Exactly. They don't want to spoil it because they're having so much fun.
Well, and you can feel it in that. This is.
Yes.
This is definitely a more
even the
light.
Tone. Because even his rap is a little bit more playful, you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's so cute. Love it.
So sweet.
It is. Love it. Not heartbroken like the other one, but oh my God. I love it. I like that. It's so cute. So now, this is a surprise for fans.
Yes.
Because nobody asked or requested for this song. But while I was, you know, listening to the songs and listening to some of the EPs that he has, I came upon this song. So this is a bonus for the fans. And we're going to talk about Come and Get Me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I love this song.
Yeah, this one's really good.
I love this song.
And this has a different sound.
Yes.
This one's less soulful.
Yes.
Less R&B. It's
exactly.
More like 80s synth.
It has more pop to it than
this
just
like
your jazzy
wham.
R&B. Yes. This is pure
synth pop. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which we love.
We love.
Anyways.
Are you kidding me? We just love pop. So, start.
Well, we just love music. So.
Well, we're addicts. We're addicts. We're music addicts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always said that. We're music addicts.
I'm addicted to music.
So we're vibing that
so,
the same.
Yeah. So this is
awesome.
Showing people like he can do different styles.
Yes.
He's great at the soul and R&B,
mm-hmm.
but this little change up
mm-hmm.
is what makes you go, okay, yeah, he's definitely
he can do that too.
Yeah.
Yes. I like when artists evolve themselves from mm-hmm. the same genre that they're doing. So you can see that they're versatile.
Right.
We love that. You and I love that when they evolve from like, you know them from one genre and then all of a sudden they go to another genre and it make it work.
Yeah.
And, but also, if fans say that they don't like it, but we're like, well, that as an artist is it's a big
they're
risk.
They're evolving.
Exactly.
And they're expanding their horizons.
Different territories.
And I understand. I do
exactly.
understand liking your old standbys. Like, I definitely listen to a lot of the older music from the artists I love.
Right.
Because the things you were introduced to
mm-hmm.
through them hold a special place in your heart.
Exactly.
That's why you liked this band.
Exactly.
But I also love hearing people switch it up a little.
Yes.
You know, evolving with the times or changing
mm-hmm.
with how they're own emotions
yes.
are,
mm-hmm.
you know, he might have wanted to be like, I want to experiment with some sound.
Exactly. I want more of a pop sound, you
yeah.
know, and that's great. I like that,
mm-hmm.
that he dove into that and great. I like that, you know, taking risk on their deliveries, you know?
Yeah. The way they express themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this was just a lot of fun. The sound
it is
so
song.
Much fun.
It is fun, you know,
and
it's
this
a party song too.
Yeah, so this was like definitely a I'm ready for love.
Mm-hmm. Come and get me.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
like this.
Sorry,
what
get
I
get me. Get
come
it.
And get me. Come and get it. Jeez, girl.
Oops, sorry.
Thirsty Thoughts by Senpai.
Come and, well, you know what? Come and get me. It's sort of the same thing.
Yeah. So what I like about this is that, okay, what I like about this song is that usually is the male pursuing the female.
Right.
This is the male that wants the female to pursue him.
Right.
That's what I'm getting the vibing of this. I'm like, come get me. Get me. I'm like,
yes.
yeah. Yeah, like, hello, girl. You know, I like you, but, you know, I'm always after you. Why don't you this time come after me?
Yeah,
I'm
going to sit back and wait for you.
Exactly.
To come get me.
I love those. The tables have turned here because, yes, guys are always, you know, pursuing the female. And this time the guy's like, hey, baby, go get me. Yeah, I know you want some of this. So I like this. This is one of my favorite songs. Love, love, love. Okay, lyric starts. Are you alone, baby? What do you want, baby? To know that there are people who are ready to satisfy you. What?
Well, he's talking about himself there.
Are you hungry, baby? This is getting saucy. What are you going to chill? Okay.
All right, Google. That was just...
That was bad. No matter how far. Okay. Google, you're messing this up for me. You were doing a good move.
But from the beginning, that's totally him being like, yeah, I know you want me, so come get me.
As long as you call, I'll go right away. Oh, so there you go. He's like, call me, you know, I'll be there. Baby, you just call me. What are you waiting for? Quick, don't be slow. What do you want?
Okay. So he's making you make the first move.
Exactly. I'll go look for it and take care of it quickly. What? Oh, I will hurry to find you, no matter how far or near. I want to take care of you with all my heart whenever you need me. Okay, from now on, no matter how much longer, we'll have each other, baby. Come and get me. Get me. Love it. That's when he goes and says that. Is there anything you can use?
Well, he's just, you know, what do you need from me, baby? That's what that is. What do you need, baby? I'll give it to you.
I don't know about this sentence. Pick up, small, big, I can do it.
That might be a weird Google translate.
I don't know. Pick up boxes? Anything that pleases you. Tell me. Choose now. Tell me. I'll send it to you.
I think maybe I'll bring it to you. I'll give it to you. Like I said. So whatever you want, baby.
Take out.
I got you. Whatever you want. I got you.
I guess
you
want to take out.
I'd say that's basically what this is. You call, I'm there.
Okay.
But it's just all about her making the first move or the other person making the first move.
Exactly. Like me. I don't know if you like it or not.
What?
Oh, my name is Nan. Will you love me? Oh, he even says his name. Ooh. Okay. You're too young for me. A guy like me, will you get it? I'm not getting you right there. Baby, you just call me. And then quickly, don't be slow. What you want, I'll go find. What? I go find him and take care of him quickly. Now, I don't know what happened there.
Oh, is this another, you're dating someone else who's not good enough for you. So when you figure out what you need, call me. Is he like, I'll be your side boo. I don't know.
Okay, now this whole thing's changing. What in the world? I go find him and take care of him quickly. Is he going to beat up this guy?
Or just tell him to get lost.
Exactly.
Leave you alone.
I will hurry to find you no matter how far or near. I'll take care of you with all my heart. Okay. Whenever you need me. From now on, no matter how much longer. And again, that's when it come get me. Okay. Yeah.
So basically, no matter what, he's there for you.
It's like someone.
And he wants you to know he's there.
I know
for
this
you.
Is bad translation, but it's like, try it and you'll love it. And I'm like, what? I'll wait here. I'm not going anywhere. Can you come in and get me? So, all right.
I think he wants you to know he's there for you no matter what.
Exactly. That line right there was like Google Translate. So I don't know. Maybe it was something else. I don't know. But I like the song.
Yes.
No matter what the message is, this is like my favorite song.
Yeah, it's got some good energy.
Exactly. Very upbeat.
Pleasant, upbeat.
Poppy, you know, gets you on the groove. Love it, you know.
A good switch up, you know, to put into the middle of the mix if you want to.
Right. Of the love and the breakup songs. Because it was like a love and a breakup, love and a breakup. And one that is like a longing, but I can't tell you. And this one is just like... Pursue me. Pursue me, girl. What's that?
You tell me when you are ready for me.
Exactly. Yes. I'm ready for you, but you gotta come get me.
Yes.
So, well, yeah.
Overall, definitely enjoyed this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a change from what we normally listen to.
Yes.
I like it. It was good. It was good to work to.
Yes.
I was having it play, I didn't feel too anxious about work.
Okay.
It was just a good... steady motivator.
It's a good thing to put in the background, definitely.
You know,
now that you're saying work, I was cleaning out my room, you know, and I'm getting rid of a lot of clothes that I don't wear anymore. So I'm like, well, let me just put in the music that we're gonna be doing today. I just put it in the background and I just kept working on it and working.
Yeah,
and it kind of got me on a move and a groove.
But there were things, you know, grabbed your attention at times.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was taken, you know, I was like, oh, wait, what was that? That just reminded me of something. Or, oh, I just felt like my heart pull. This just kept me steady and going.
Right.
And I just felt like I could keep going.
Yes.
And it was all good. So
yes.
This is definitely.
It bring a mood in the environment to just keep you concentrated and doing what you're doing. And I think I will use this playlist again if I need to take on a task, you know, and I need to concentrate. Definitely, this is the playlist to put on, you know?
Yes.
Because once in a while, when it comes to the get me, you're like, ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
that, and you know, and the pace is nice. The vault, you know, definitely the tone.
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely. His deliveries, I mean, his voice is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
You know, he has a nice, smooth voice, definitely. So I'm very happy about the fans doing this playlist for us, of course, with the bonus Come and Get Me.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it was exciting to be working on something new and different.
Yes.
Because, I mean, we're talking about a country where we haven't done any artists.
No.
And we've only had a few, you know, for Thailand, we knew like Slot Machine.
Yes.
And a couple of
female
artists.
Yeah.
But not as much.
Other artists that we covered was your boy TJ, and that's
right, but
rap.
That was one song.
You know, that
you
was
know,
one
this,
song.
This was
a different genre, you know, a different artist, and I'm loving it. So thank you, fans, for doing it, you know. And if you have other groups, another solo artist, another genre,
let us know.
Please let us know. Send us a tweet at musicelixir_. And let us know of another Thai artist or group. Like I said, let us know. We would like to, you know, dive into more artists in that country.
Yeah.
Because it's sounding so good. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Slot Machine. Wow, that's a powerhouse as a group.
Right.
You know?
And even our ability to search for groups.
Yes.
Is a little more difficult with some countries than it is with like Japan and Korea and Philippines. Those are already readily available. They're already pushing through barriers.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're always saying, do you have an artist you want us to check out? If we can find them and we can listen to them,
mm-hmm.
we will do it. We don't mind. We love music.
Yes.
So whatever you throw at us.
We're not just saying it. We're just true. We mm-hmm. love music. When we say, you know what? We sound like a broken record, just to date ourselves, or a broken CD. I don't know. CD is different. But, you know, we keep repeating ourselves. It doesn't matter. You know, we just love music for reals.
Yeah.
For real, we love music, you know, and especially with Asian artists, we are finding out all these awesome genres that other artists are making.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, wow. So blown away, you know, like other countries will have this amazing artist and that, of course, they're not showcased in the U.S. There's no radio stations that will have a multicultural.
Right. Which is what's great about your show. Okay, Asia.
Yes.
When people reach out to you, you do your best, just like we do with Music Elixir.
Yep.
To find the music and try and get it out there for people.
Mm-hmm. And this, I'm happy that we're doing this podcast. Because I was mm-hmm. searching for podcasts to see if there's something similar to what we have. And I couldn't find one. I saw a lot of K-pop. I saw J-pop.
Right, yeah.
And then the occasional J-rock. And I'm like, but there's more than just K-pop, J-pop, and J-rock when, you know, when it comes to Asian music. But we just want to finish now with Nan Tan Nan, because now we're just talking about other Asian artists and right. whatnot. But
well,
this is
we're
all
just
about him.
Letting people know. We're welcome to new ideas, new groups.
Yes.
Yeah, so thank you, Nan Tan Nan fans,
yes.
for bringing this to our attention. And
yes, thank you for all the love.
Helping us get a playlist together. Yes.
And thank you for following Music Elixir yes. and OK Asia as well. I can't wait to bring more Thai artists into the OK Asia's playlist and also Music Elixir. So if there's another artist that you would like us to cover, please send us a tweet at musicelixir_. Yeah, we'll do our best. We'll do questionnaires. It's like, hey, which are they? You know, yeah. like we did last time. So that's awesome. So thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of Music Elixir. I'm your host, DJ Panic.
Yeah. yeah.
I know.
Nice try.
I know. I'm being funny.
nice try. So this has been Panic and Sarah.
Yes.
Nan Tan Nan.
Yes.
From Thailand.
So thank you, everybody, for listening. And until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.